The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now, I told y'all I was going to focus more or just give more attention to the mobile game fan base because, of course, when talking about gaming, I'm not doing the gaming industry its due diligence by only covering consoles and Steam releases, right? So whenever I talk about mobile games, I want it to come from a standpoint that it was actually beneficial as far as the listening experience. And guess what? I found a mobile game that's the best of both worlds because obviously, y'all know, I've talked about numerous times as far as me being a humongous Marvel fan. I mean, I don't even know if there's a bigger Marvel stan than me. I mean, I don't think I'm a fan of Drake. Just wait till you get me talking about Spider-Man, right? So anyways, Marvel Contest of Champions has been and will continue to be the top five most consumed mobile game on the market. Last I checked, it was number one, but sometimes it fluctuates between one and five, but it's always in the top five. And not only that, it's reached over 215 million downloads by its fifth anniversary in 2019. And the increase was because of the numerous updates that come out and the plethora of gamers that have been enjoying the gameplay loop time and time again. Because not only do you have to have a classic level gameplay loop for this amount of longevity, because Marvel Contest of Champions, let me see. I'm trying to get the exact date. Marvel Contest of Champions came out December 10th, 2014. Do y'all not know it is 2024? And this game is still in the top five as far as most consumed mobile games. Now, of course, it's Android and iOS as far as the dominant platforms, but it has billions of hours logged by players. And of course, a lot of people really enjoy the mobile game. And if you didn't know, they actually have this game in Dave and Buster's. So there's a fun fact for you, right? So anyways, also, one of the main components for why this grew in popularity was back in 2018 when Cyber Monday happened, and it achieved $3.3 million in revenue, a 583% increase from the previous week, showcasing how important and how pivotal a Cyber Monday can be for any product as far as its respective brand putting it out. Also, another key element to why Marvel Contest of Champions rose in popularity to the point where it is now is because of the Ant-Man and the Wasp release, with it having a 384% effect on the revenue as far as increasing it. And basically that was tied to the June promotion and also the release of his new characters, because real Marvel fans know any movie that came out after Endgame, that came out after Infinity War leading up to Endgame, we was going to watch it. We didn't care if it was Captain Marvel. As far as Ms. Marvel. Was it Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel? It's one of them. I think it's Ms. Marvel. We didn't care if it was Ant-Man and the Wasp. We was going to watch it. Because guess what? At some point, they was going to have to talk about the ending of Infinity War. And the ending they did touch on as far as Ant-Man and the Wasp. And of course, Ms. Marvel was a little bit of a little bit touched on the overall overarching story. But it was more of a origin story than anything else. Because people talked about Captain Marvel having a $1 billion outing as far as it being in the $1 billion club. But as far as the anticipation for Endgame, I think that had a huge effect on people coming out to see that movie. Now, I'm not saying that Captain Marvel is not a famous character, but obviously the sequel after Captain Marvel should have showed you that obviously people was just anticipating Endgame. That's why I received so many reviews and consumption. Hold on, okay, here we go. My computer was buffering. All right, anyways. So yeah, the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of reasons to why Marvel Contest of Champions is now one of the flagship drivers as far as revenue when it comes to the Marvel IP. Because I don't know if y'all know, you know, if you didn't notice this, you're probably living under a rock. But MCU is not in its glory days. I think it's safe to say that, right? Robert Downey Jr. is not coming back as Iron Man. I don't care if he is coming back as Doctor Doom. He's not coming back as Iron Man. So the glory days are behind us, but it does not mean that we don't have great days ahead of us, because we still have the X-Men. I don't know when we're going to get our X-Men movies, but hey, they're taking our time with it. So we're taking our time going to the movie theaters, which is why the sales look like it does. So anyways, Marvel Contest of Champions, getting back to this game. So the biggest thing you need to know is that there's 200 playable characters in this game, right? I'm not going to say every Marvel character, because obviously there's a lot of Marvel characters, but your favorite of your favorites is in this game. So of course, Spider-Man's in the game. I mean, come on now. What's a Marvel game without Spider-Man? Let me not make my, what's the second most popular Marvel character besides Spider-Man? I think it's between either Wolverine or the Hulk. And recently, it's definitely Wolverine, because of the MCU once again ruining the Hulk's image, which I'm about to nerd out right now. But did y'all know that the reason that the Avengers was assembled as far as the OG lineup was simply to take out and neutralize the Hulk? That's how powerful the Hulk was. And the way that the MCU has just pacified this man is one of the biggest crimes in superhero history. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to get that off my chest. It was weighing heavy on my heart, and I had to let y'all know. So anyways, what was his name that made all the directors and actors that he worked with upset? The original actor, who is Bruce Banner. Bring him back, man. I don't care if he harassing his coworkers is kind of bad, but so I don't know. Bring that version of Hulk back. That's all I got to say. Anyways, so yeah, you have Spider-Man, Wolverine, Hulk, and a lot of other players. I mean, Iron Man, you have everybody who's anybody in the MCU. I mean, there's over 200 playable characters. So almost like a Dragon Ball type Marvel game, the way that they included everybody and their mom in this video game. So anyways, it's a mobile fighting game for people who are not familiar with this. It's developed by Kabam, initially released December 10th, 2014 on iOS and Android platforms. And then, of course, there's arcade versions that were released in 2019, like I said, with Dave and Buster's, by Raw Thrills. They was the handlers of the arcade version getting out. And then there's like cards you could assemble and stuff like that. I remember playing my dad in that game, and we did get cards after the fact. I was like, what is this? But I guess you can come back if you play the game enough with like iconic cards and start off with those instead of just starting off with the base or the base level or whatever. So one of the other things I want to get into, besides the massive effect this had on just the video game industry, I wanted to talk about the market share, because of course, analytic dreams, you know, we love to get into them dreamlike analytics. And with that, the top grossing game for Kabam and Netmarble for quarter of 2022 was Marvel Contest of Champions, making its first time being Kabam and Netmarble's highest grossing product as far as the peak back in 2022. So now, fast forward to 2024, 10 years later, a decade later, it's consistently in the top five as far as most played Marvel game. So, most played mobile game, sorry. That's a significant accomplishment for the simple fact that MCU seems to be having a hard time putting out peak material as far as what it used to put out. Obviously, the video game is going through its lumps as Spider-Man 2, all the characters in the world to make it a fantastic classic game, and they ended up dropping the ball to the point where everybody was pointing out, because people was blindsided by the amount of high top tier characters and popularity it had, right? Venom, Miles Morales, Peter Parker. I mean, it's a classic, right? No. They ended up taking out mechanics that was in the first game as far as the stealth elements, making playing as Peter in the stealth games insignificant. You'd rather just go in and just start fighting, because the gameplay loop was fun from the fighting aspect. But for them to take a step back in any retrospect, when people thought this was going to be like Arkham City to Arkham Asylum type jump, it was, as far as transversal, I think they made that jump. The web wings was probably by far the best addition to the game. But as far as the gameplay loop, seemed like they could care less, right? It just seemed like rinse and repeat as far as what the original game had. With that being said, Marvel Contest of Champions has consistently for a decade been Marvel's top tier content as far as over a period of time. Obviously, you could say the MCU, because that was basically a... was that a decade? Hold on, when did Iron Man come out? Let me make sure now. Iron Man release date. Okay, so Iron Man came out 2008. And then, let's see, Infinity... No, Endgame. Endgame came out... Oh, 2019. Okay, no. The glory days of the MCU is still top tier as far as longevity. But Marvel Contest of Champions is right next to that as far as something that Marvel put out and it staying peak for a very long time. Very comparable to the MCU, which is why I literally pulled up the release dates, because I think people get twisted sometimes just because it's a mobile game. And best believe me, I had that happen to myself too, which is why I started to put more focus and emphasis on mobile games, because, I mean, 215 million people playing this game. I mean, that's a lot of people. I don't know if y'all know. That's a lot of people. So as far as that, and as far as the up-to-date estimates, having the monthly revenue for this specific game only, the monthly revenue estimating around $4 to $6 million a month. Like, that is insane for a mobile game and for a Marvel IP. Safe to say that this is up there with the MCU as one of the most classic content Marvel has ever given to its fan base. So with that being said, I just wanted to highlight a mobile game and wanted to start off with something I'm more familiar with, and that's definitely Marvel. So with that, I'm going to give a lot of mobile games coverage as far as sales roundup and review roundups, because of course I want to help out the mobile game community just centralized as far as having a hub where they can come to, like, come to a place and see what are the top mobile games that are affecting the masses, right? Because it's called Notorious Mass Effect, so I can't leave the mobile gamers out to dry. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias that I do a pretty good job with my first mobile game review. And if I did, you know, definitely rate this 5 stars for the people watching on podcast. Definitely click subscribe for the people over at YouTube. And then, as always, click my link tree in my bio to message me on one of my social medias and let me know what you would have liked to hear in my mobile review. And also, what mobile game would you like me to talk about next?
New deals on last-minute holiday finds just dropped at Lowe's. Save $600 on a Whirlpool fingerprint-resistant stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator. Plus, Milo's Rewards members save $50 on an Allen & Roth Brighton pull-down kitchen faucet. Your choice of finishes for $79. Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.